Okay, so Parshas Naso, we have the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, and it just occurred to me over Yontiv, some of the Birkas Kohanim issues that could emerge in the context of Outdoor Minyanim. Not all of them are unique to Outdoor Minyanim, but some of them are things that don't usually come up in other contexts. And since I've been learning the Birkas Kohanim Sugyas and Sota with my boys over the last couple of weeks, it piqued my interest a little bit. So I thought I'd share some of the issues that could come up in this context. It was relevant or may have been relevant to some on Shavuos. And I think over the years, we've had a fair number of Kohen-related shiurim in this forum, given our normally high attendance rate of Kohanim. So the Mishnah tells us in Megillah Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, on the list of things that require a minyan as a davar shebekdusha, the Mishnah says, "Ein porsin al lishma, ein over lifnei teve, ein osed es kapeyem, ein karim b'torah ve'ein maftir b'navi." So, on the list of things that require a minyan is berkas kohanim, and this is quoted in the very first seif in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim Simen Kuf Kaches, ein Nesias Kapayim Pachas Me'asara. Kohanim in a minyan. We'll get to that a little bit later. Kohanim are included in the count of 10 for Birkas Kohanim. Fine. So given that this is a Davar Shebekdusha and requires a minyan, presumably it will be governed by the same series of questions that we discussed 2 weeks ago as to what constitutes a tzira for a minyan. If you have people that are Rohan Elus Elu but standing in different Rishuyos, do they join for a minyan? So whatever is true for Chazar Sashatz should be true for Berkas Kohanim as well. So if you assume that at least under our circumstances, we can hold like the Rashba, like the possibility in the Rashba, that as long as Rohan Elus Elu, you have a Tziruf, that'll be relevant for Berkas Kohanim as well. That's what Rav Asher writes in his Tshuva, Simon Kaf Vav, of the Madura Tinyana of his Tshuva's Corona. A Madura Tlisa just came out last week. And if you assume like the Machmirim, like Rav Shechter and Rav Yitzchak Yosef, that there's no possibility of Tzir whatsoever, so there's no possibility for Birkas Kohanim either. But what about that middle opinion, the Rabbi Karp opinion, the Rabbi Willig opinion, that is the Sveka Dedina, and Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, we could be Mekalan, the Shaila of Bracha, Levatala, Losisa, and Daraisa, that you have to be Machmiran. So we discussed 2 weeks ago what the possible solutions are for Chazar Sashat. Are there any solutions for Birkas Kohanim? So Rav Sternbach writes in his tshuva that he's not prepared to be mekel on Birkas Kohanim. His advice is that to avoid a suffix, if you hold that there's nothing to talk about, so there's no shiloh. If you hold it's at least a sveik of the dina, there's what to talk about. So Rav Sternbach, going with that Bamahalach, assumes that it's better for the Kohanim to walk out before Ritzay to avoid the problem. Now, if they're talking about the Israeli model of the Minyanei Mirpasot, so walking out would probably mean going back inside the house. Now, if you only have a Minyan Mitzumtzum and you're telling the Kohen to go back inside the house, then you lost your Minyan, which, if you're ready in the middle of Chazar Sashas, you're allowed to continue. But that's probably not a good idea. Again, that's assuming that you're having Chazar Sashatz either with the Tfilas Nadava Mahalich or a I guess that's an interesting question. I haven't thought about this till now. Let's say you go with the Rabbi Willig Mahalich of a Hecha Kedusha. So you'll daven your Hecha Kedusha, and then there's no Hecha Timsa for Birkas Kohanim. So then it's not really an option anyway. So let's say Rosh Hashanah is going where you have your Chazar Sashatz, let's say B'Torah Tfilas Nadava, or if it's on Shabbos and Yontif, Rabbi Karp's suggestion that you're going to daven the Chazar Sashatz instead of Tzil Shemoneh Esrei. So whatever the situation is, Rosh Hashanah says just the Kohanim should leave to avoid the Shiloh. Rabbi Karp has the following suggestion that maybe the Kohanim shouldn't leave. Maybe they should duchen without reciting the bracha. And for that, so Bechlal, as we'll see in a minute, you have to figure out what's the relationship between the bracha and the mitzvah. The bracha, the berachas hamitzvah, berachas kohen, it may be a little bit different than your standard berachas hamitzvah. But Rabbi Carr points to the following tshuvas ksav sofer as a model for what the kohanim could do with the bracha, the berachas kohen, they should say, he suggests. And for the bracha, he points to the following tshuva of the ksav sofer. Sofer is discussing a situation where you had the kohen who already duchen once before for that tefillah, and now he's coming to a different shul and is faced with the question of duchening again. So he quotes the Chasam Sofer as raising issues with the propriety of doing that. And the Ksav Sofer comes up with the following suggestion, how to avoid a potential bracha lebatala if you shouldn't be reciting a bracha for another duchening in the same tefillah after already duchen once. So he writes, Ayosi lanu esa nechonahi, the better would be to listen to someone else's bracha and be yosi with the bracha, and then recite the Birkas Kohanim together with the other Kohanim. If that's impossible because there are too many Kohanim around, too loud, you can't be mechavin to one specific Kohen. So he says the following suggestion: Yeshitanu od eitz al yidei hakadamas chekdamnu de'ein behir her mishum lo sisa. He assumes that the violation of losisa of a potential bracha batala is only if you're articulating it, not if you're being mahara the bracha. So his suggestion is that he could be mahara the bracha beliba. That's dependent on whether here a kedibra dami or not. And if not, then maybe you could say the bracha without shema malchus, and he should be mechavein umaharher the shema malchus in the middle of the bracha. The Ksav Sofer says he thinks that's a good etza. As long as people don't really catch on to what you're doing, because that's going to be a little bit of a milsa d'tmiya, why are you doing that? So Rabbi Karp suggests, in this context, maybe that's even a lechachila eitza. You have a minyan, or a shaila, whether you have a tzir from the minyan, because people are in different rishuyos. So you want a duchen, the kohanim should go up to duchen, but they should not recite the bracha with Shema Malchus. They should only be Maharher on the Shema Malchus. So if everyone's doing that, that's definitely a Milsa D'Tzmiya, and everyone's going to realize that something's amiss. But maybe under the circumstances, he thinks you don't have a Breira, and if you explain to people why you're doing that, he thinks that is a good way out. Because, he says, Bechla...
Rizulman.
Yes.
I know you're serious about... I don't want to take you as an aside. I know you're serious on Birchas Kohanim tonight, but for those people that have Torahs, this is relevant for Kriyas Torah, isn't it? Right, every Shabbos and Monday and Thursdays.
That is correct. So that's another shiur, which we haven't given yet because I didn't think it was terribly. I guess it's probably no gayer for some now. How many minyanim in Tanos every Torah?
A bunch.
A
bunch.
Anyone on the call? I won't ask anyone to incriminate themselves as to whether they've been dominating with the minyan. But has anyone been davening with the minyan with the Sefer Torah?
I have.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I think there are a lot of minyanim that have Sefer Torah.
Where do they get them from?
Personal Sefer Torahs, I guess. I'm not sure. There are a lot.
There's so many personal Sefer Torah in Pesach?
Or family members from outside of Pesach.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, okay. Maybe we'll talk about that next week if you want. Fine. I didn't think it was that nogeya. Okay. So back to our story of Birkas Kohanim. So Rabbi Carr points out that Bechlal, the nature of the bracha Birkas Kohanim relative to other mitzvahs, the other Birkas HaMitzvah, may be unique anyway. So the Gemara in Sota, in the Birkas Kohanim Sugyas on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, has the following. Where'd that go? So the Gemara says... The parallel Gemara Megillah as well. Shalu Tamidus Reb Lazar ben Shamua. B'mer Achta Yamim. So Megillah, you have the whole list of Amorayim who presented different reasons that they had Richas Yamim. Amar Lahan, Miyamai Lasi, Tanam, Miyamai Lasisi, Besak Nesak Kapendaria. I never made a shul into a shortcut. Lo Pasati Rashi Amkosh. I didn't step on top of people or come in late to the Shir and have to look like I'm stepping over people. I didn't dochen without saying a bracha. He was a kohen. And then the Gemara has the other supplementary brachos or tefillos that the Kohanim say on the way up and on the recessional. So it seems like at first glance a little bit of a strange Gemara. In the context of Gemara and Megillah, you have all these different presumed midos chasidus, which were a reason for Arichas Yamim. So how is saying a bracha on a mitzvah that everyone else says, a midas chasidus, what's unique about the fact that he said a bracha? So in the parish of the Radal in the back of the Gemara, he suggests maybe in his day, it wasn't so common to recite a birchas ha-mitzvah and birchas kohanim, because people thought that since the bracha itself, birchas kohanim itself is a bracha, so maybe you don't need a birchas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah that itself is a bracha. Just like birchas ha-mazon, the birchas ha-mazon is itself the mitzvah, but it's a bracha. So we don't recite a Birkas HaMazon, a Birkas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. So maybe people thought that the same was true of Birkas Kohanim, because the mitzvah itself is in the Matbeah of a bracha, there's no need for a separate Birkas HaMitzvah. And that was the Midas Chasidus of Rav Lazar ben Shamua to recite a Birkas HaMitzvah, which was still appropriate over here.
Is the svara that Birchas Kohanim is a bracha, or is the svara that it's in the context of the Birchas Shmona Esrei?
I think the svara that Birchas Kohanim is itself a bracha. That's how he says it. That Yevarechecha is a bracha. It's not a bracha Shema Malchus, but it's a bracha. And that's what the Karen Ora says here as well. Yesha Daktik the Mashman the Midas Chasidus Izu. My Shami called Mitzvah the Sark Lavarach Alem in Adin. Umay area Mitzvah Zu the Kamer Shilo Asab La Bracha. Mashmak Sasmi Zed the Mitzvah Zu Lo Damil Chal Mitzvah Zen Yabracha Lefaneha Mishum the Mitzvah Zu Atma Brachi. I think that means that the Nusach of Beres Kohanim itself, the Psukim, is a Bracha. Not a Shema Malchus Bracha, but it's a Bracha. So along these lines, Rabbi Karp just points out that could be the whole institution of Birkas HaMitzvah is a little different than your standard Birkas HaMitzvah, and maybe that gives us some license to be a little bit more liberal with dispensing with it or doing his idea of the Bracha Ayideh here.
I think to Mayor's point, the Rav Shechter does quote the Tikkun Mitziv, right? It says whenever the Bracha is performed in the Seder Bracha Shmona Esrei,
right,
then you don't have to make it, then there's no chi of making a separate bracha. That's why it was Midas Chasidus, right?
Yeah, I think his examples are Kiddush and Kriya Shema. Right. Not that Kriya Shema is itself a bracha, but it's in the context of brachas.
Right, which is
right.
I think he also throws this in, but yeah, I agree that Karen Rose Lashon seems like the bracha.
Right. In economic, right. Yeah, economic.
And the Radal, I don't remember the Nitziv quotes Birkas Kohanim in that list.
I think of Shechta quote. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Nitziv, but I'll just check. But I'm sure Alan has it in the Sefer, because that's why it's an answer in terms of Sibrit Sis Mitzrayim.
Right.
It's in the Haggadah. It's in the Haggadah.
Yeah. Right. It's in the Nitziv, isn't it?
What happened to my?
I think that's it might be in the Sivas.
Or it might be the Sivas. Sivas or the Sivas. It might be both. I have my notes also. Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's in the Haggadah someplace.
Okay, but either way, whether in the Karen of the Radal, it sounds like it's Yevarecha, which is a Sivaracha. I could say it the other way also. I don't remember that being in that list. But either way, the point is that maybe this is a little bit of a different type of Birkas HaMitzvah than your standard. Okay. Some of the contemporary literature have raised, although not terribly seriously necessarily, but raised the question of whether if the Kohanim are doing it with the mask on, is that a violation of the din of panim keneged panim, which I don't think anyone takes too seriously as an issue. But that's the Gemara in Sota Lamechesem and Aleph, that there's a requirement of panim keneged panim, kosev aruchu panim keneged panim. Gemara says, how do you know it's panim keneged panim? That maybe it's panim keneged oref. Rashi says, afilu panim keneged oref, not dafka. So more lahem, kadam amar l'chadera, that the the conversation, or the bracha birkas kohanim should be like a conversation, like someone speaking lechadera. Okay, but I don't think anyone is too bothered by the mask issue in this context, although I saw in a tshuva of Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, not the Mekubal, but the author of the Pardes, Yosef HaChadash, raises a different question in the context of masks. Maybe that should be a violation of all the different examples of mumin or things that draw attention to the Kohen that they shouldn't be wearing or duchening with if they have such a presentation that would draw unreasonable attention. So Rav Gamliel Rabinovich suggests, well, maybe if the only people wearing masks are the Kohanim and everyone else is not, so maybe that would be an issue. But if everyone's wearing a mask, that's Dashubay, where everyone's aware it's not a milsa d'tmi, it's not something that draws attention, and therefore not an issue. But the other panim keneged panim question that's raised is in terms of the in terms of people's placement, more in the context of the Israeli or other community minyanei mir pasot, where even if you have row and elu es elu, but it's not in a normal configuration, and the kohanim are not facing everyone, not facing some people. So does that play into this question? Is there a potential chisaron in panim keneged panim? Just as the Gemara states that situations of ones where you don't require upon him, can I get upon him? The Gemara has on Lamechas Amidays and Sota that we'll come back to this Gemara for another reason in a few moments. But the Gemara has Amr of Ada, Amr of Simlai, Beis Agnesa Shikula Kohanim Kulin Olin Leduchin. So if you have a shul where they're all kohanim, they all go up to duchen. So who are they being mevarech if no one's left in the shul? So the bracha is going on those people who didn't make it to shul. So they're not included. So where there's an onus preventing the am shebesados, the achim shebesados, and making it to shul, so then the Birkas Kohanim could be chal on those people in the Sados. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Kaf Ches Kaf Dalid. Am Shachar Yekohanim Einam Bechal Bracha, Aval Milofneim Ebitzideim Afila Bechisei Shabrazel Einam Avsekes. That's the Hemshek of the Gemara there, which we discussed 2 weeks ago in the context of Sirif for answering once you already have a minion in the main location. So there, to answer or to be b'chal bracha, that's where you say afil mechitza shel barzel einam avsekes. So there, as long as the kohanim are in front, or the am is in front of or to the side, the bracha chal. And even lachreyem imhei manusim kigon anshe besados chain truda b'malachdan ve'ini b'chal love v'hi b'chal bracha. So bracha is chal on some level to people who are not present, if that's an onus situation. So in one of these Kuntresim, Kuntres Be'er HaTorah, volume Kaf Ches, that came out recently, they quoted Shuva of the Shevet HaKahasi, Shami Kahas Gros of Bnei Brak, Chela Gimel, Simen Samechei, dealing with the Meiron Shiloh. HaKohanim, Kishahein Eitzel Kever Rashbi, the Meiron, the Omdim Sham Alamir Paset Mi Bachutz, so they don't hold that Kohen can be metame for kibbutz tzaddikim. They're standing on the outside. So can they duchen when they're outside of the building, and everyone else is inside and hears the bracha? So he answers. Kaimalan, I was trying to enlarge this, sorry, here we go. Kaimalan, Am Shacharya Kohanim Einam Bechal Bracha, Vayim Lefnei Mitzideyam Afilam Bechisa Shabrazel Einam Afsekes, Ayim Bebachim Magadavram, Demashpi Devrayim, Dizadavka Kishen Anusim. So that's simple reading of the Gemara. The Alkem Benidon Didan. The Kohanim Eni Mechon Likonis Lifnim. The Am Gamkein Eni Mechon Latse Sachutz. The Heim Beemsa Tfilasan. Shemis Falam Mibifnim. That's where the minion is situated. Shap Yechon Lakonim Levarcham Kishon de Mibachutz. Afila Machitis Shabarzal Eina Mavsekas. But tonight, Sheyesham Asara Noshim Bachutz. Ein Nisias Kapai in Bachutz Yasar. He's saying, not even as long as you have a minion in the building where the minion is taking place, as long as you have 10 people there, then the Kohanim could be in another Rishus themselves and be Mavarech the people in the building. Baram came into Yesham Delas, Likonis Hatsiyam, Gamkin Yesham Chalonos, Yandu Kohanim Yagra Delas, Chalonos Psuchos, Am Gamkin Yam Dusham, Kamada Efshar, and then that's Padim Kenegat Padim. So he says, you do the best that you can to create as much of a Padim Kenegat Padim situation as possible. But even if they're in a different Roshos, they could be Mevarech the Am Shebifnim, and that's not a violation of Panim Kenegat Panim. And anyway, it would seem that if you're doing the best you could and you're working with a situation of an Anus because there's no other Breira, then the actual, even if it was Achori HaKohanim, presumably there's what to be made about if that's how it needs to be. To be situated. One other issue
is that the issue with the minion, or that it's not panim keneged panim, or are those two different shilas? Like, if they're outside and there's no minion of them, are we relying on the minion inside? Is that
so? He's raising two separate questions. Number one is a panim keneged panim that he says you do with the best that you can, basically. And the other issue, which he says is not an issue, because as long as you have a minion on this barchim in the Makam HaMinyan, the Kohanim don't have to be in the same Rishus. That's the Mechitza Shel Barzal Din, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. As long as you have 10 people in the base place, then the others, usually it's the opposite situation. Usually you have, the context is you have people being misbarech somewhere else, or people joining the Minyan somewhere else. Here it's the Mevarchim that are somewhere else, but it's the same. It should be the same. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph, in the very beginning of the Siman. Let's scroll back up. Mishnah Berurah quotes the following. Yesh Omrim, De'ein Nesias Kapayim El B'Malkam She'ei Sefer Torah. Aval Rov Achronim Kamat Kulam Cholkim Al Zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you who these minority Achronim are, but he says there is an opinion Achronim that you need a Sefer Torah to duch it. So it sounds like Yehuda was safe on Yantiv, but where I daven, we did not have a Sefer Torah. And most Achronim argue, what would the reason be that you should require a Sefer Torah? It's on the Dershim Mishnah Berurah, quotes on the Tshuva Chikrei Lev, although I couldn't find the Tshuva that he referenced. The Tzion didn't seem to correspond to what I was looking up. But he quotes from a Tshuva Chikrei Lev that it probably comes from the Lashon of Aliyah L'Duchen. The Duchen is a platform in front of the Aron. So that terminology that you find in the Gemara and Poskim of going up L'Duchen, that has a certain mashmos that there's a Sefer Torah in the background. But the Mishnah Berurah says this is rejected, and we don't assume that way, and we Duchen even without a Sefer Torah. The final issue I want to discuss today is not unique to outdoor minyanim, but more to a minyan mitzumsum. So the Gemara that we mentioned a few moments ago, just let's go back there and read the Hemshech. The Gemara had said that if you have a Beis HaKnesses or a minyan that are kula kohanim, all the kohanim duchen. And then the Gemara says, "Vatani Rav Simi mi birsa de shichuri, beis hakneses shikul kohanim, miksasen olin miksasen onan amen." So you have another maimra that if they're all kohanim, some go to the duchen and some answer amen. Which is it? Lo kasha had ishtayir be asara ha delo ishtayir be asara. So if you only have 10 people, 10 kohanim in shul. So then all 10 Kohanim go up to Duchen. But if you have a larger number of Kohanim, let's say you have 15 Kohanim, so then you would send 5 Kohanim up to, and no Yisraelim, then you'd send the 5 Kohanim up to Duchen, and the other Yisrael, and then the balance of the 10 would stay back to answer. So again, you have 10 Kohanim, and that's the entire minyan, the old Duchen, and there would be Mevarech Am Shebesados. But if you have 15 Kohanim, then you leave 10 behind to be the minyan to answer, and 5 go up to the Duchen. The Gemara only raises this in the context of Kulam Kohanim. What would the din be if you have a small minyan? Let's say you have a minyan of 12 people and 3 Kohanim. So the default would have been without this Gemara, and there's no indication in the Gemara that it applies to our scenario. The default would be that all the Kohanim go up and the Yisraelim stay back. So you have 3 Kohanim going up and 9 Yisraelim and 9 Yisraelim answering. And in fact, that's that seems to be the default of Psak. Shulchan Aruch, it says in Sif Kaf Hey, Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohanim, Im Ein Sham El Asara Kulam Olam Leduchet. Mi Mevarach Lachein Shebesadas. Mi On Achreim Omein On Ashim Ataf. That's based on Yerushalmi that has that formulation that the Nashim and Taf answer. The Im Yesham Yosem Yasara, Hayaserim Yasara Yalu, Vivarchu, Yasara Onim Achreim Ame. So if you have extras, if you have more than 10, then better to have a smaller number of Kohanim go up and leave 10 Kohanim behind to answer Ame. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkata and Kuf Aleph. Basara Onin. The Alpha Gav, the Kaimalan, Le'el, the Nesias Kapayim Basara, Bakohanim in a minion. The Nim Sasha Enkana Sara Onin. Afilahachi Shapir Dami. Afilahachi Shapir Dami. Shani Hosam, the Kavan, the Iker, Birkas Kohanim, Al Yisrael Nemra, Chashivi Afilapachas Measara. So in our case, filu yeshav rak yisrael echad kulam olam leduchen umevarach leyisrael zeh. Masha enkem minidon didan shekulam kohanim lo chashivi levarachem lechudayu elam keni yeshav sarit shekablu bracha v'yanu ame. So in our case, where you have 12 total, 3 kohanim, 9 yisraelim, the 3 go up, and you leave the 9 behind. I don't have 10 answering. That's fine, because the ikar birkas kohanim is al yisrael. So as long as you have a sum total of 10 people in the room, and you have at least one Yisrael who is being misbarech, that's fine. It's only if everyone's a Kohen, so then there's a preference to have 10 Onim. And the Kesef Mishnah on the Rav in the Perek Tesvav of Hilchos Tefila basically says, the Mishnah Berurah elaborates a little bit more clearly, but it sounds like this is basically what the Kesef Mishnah says. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to take issue with this, and what did I just do? Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to take issue with this. How did I just enlarge the size over there? 1 second. Oh, there we go. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eiger takes issue with this, and his Zagos on the side of Shulchan Aruch, and he writes as follows. The way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, that sounds like there's a difference between the case where they're all Kohanim and where there are some Yisraelim. That means you have to have 10 people in the shul. So Eger wonders, why didn't you say the same thing? If you have our scenario of 12 people, 3 are Kohanim, then leave one coin behind, so you have a minion of Onim. The Ainsham Raya, the Onim Yisraelim, the Chashivi Yosemi Kohanim, it goes to Beersheva that assumes this way, he leaves that with a Tzarech Iyon Ladina. the Gevager isn't convinced that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is correct. He's not convinced of what the Mishnah Berurah paskins clearly without quoting the Cholik. Curious to me why the Mishnah Berurah didn't even quote Rav Gevager as a contrary position, but Rav Gevager leaves it as a Rechim. It sounds like Lalacha, we're not Choshesh for Rav Gevager, and all the Kohanim go up, even if you leave behind fewer than 10 Kohanim, as long as there's some Yisraelim in the equation. Okay.
By the way, it was Rav Shachar does quote the Nesivos and the Maitz Nisim, but it's also yeah. He refers it to he quotes the Rav who likes to sing this over. It's the Nesiv says this idea in the Romi Sada on Sota in terms of the Midas Chasidus. He says
like I just took a peek. It was page 75 and 76 in the Haggadah. If you have that.
Okay. Thanks. Great.
Well, Rizulman, what's the lumdus in terms of the kohanim that don't go up there? Are they supposed to be mechayvin shemei kohanah? Like they have a chiyuv deraisa to bless, so it's good that you need to have 10 people answering. But how are they fulfilling their chiyuv deraisa, and not being mebatal that?
Well, it's worse than that. Number one, they're not fulfilling a chiyuv deraisa. Number two, they may be violating an SRSA.
Being
called up. Yeah, I was bothered by that. I looked around a bit. I didn't see anyone address that.
They're not being called up.
Why not?
Why not? They're not being excluded.
Because we know you want 10 to be listening. So the Chazan is not calling them.
How do you decide who goes up?
They have to decide ahead of time. However they decide. He decides based on what they decided.
I was thinking along the lines of what you're saying, Alan, but I'm not sure. Like, how is Breyer operating here? I mean, he says Kohanim. Kohanim means all the Kohanim. Who's to say it only means some of them?
That's what he has in mind. He has in mind.
You
don't need Breyer. Breyer is when there's a time lapse. Not Breyer. That's what he means right now. When he says Kohanim, he means 5. I mean, he means 10 out of the 15. It's not Breira. That's what he means. He does, when you say Kohanim, you don't have to say the name of each Kohanim. Certain Kohanim. So it's not all Kohanim. It can't be all Kohanim. The halacha is that all Kohanim can't go up. So he doesn't mean all Kohanim. He doesn't mean against the halacha.
But that only get you out of the Isra say, but there's still there's a mitzvah say to bless, right? So how? Unless you say that there's Shomei Ka'ona with the base level he didn't like in terms of Koran, but maybe there's sometimes Shomei Ka'ona here that's happening. What's he having? He's just,
no, I don't think they're getting the mitzvah.
No, it doesn't sound like there's Shomei Ka'ona here. But I was bothered by... I'm sorry?
I agree, but what's the lumdus, though?
I don't know. I was bothered by the same problem. I looked around a little, didn't see anyone address it, but maybe we'll look a little bit further. Is there a good kisser safer on Hilchos Berachos Kohanim? I'm not aware of one, but there may be.
Not sure.
It's a good question.
So what have you been doing with your Sefer Torah?
It's not my Sefer Torah.
You have been davening with Sefer Torah, how have they been arranging aliyos?
The person, when the Baal Kori gets all the aliyos.
And he says, Berachos Rejon.
He said Brachos, he's one, yeah.
And there are 10 people in the same Rishos.
So that's an issue. When I davened there, there was 10 people in the other Rishos. There's not necessarily 10 people in the Rishos where he's laying.
That may still be okay. I mean, that's Gufa the...
I think Brachos Kohanim, so, you know, that night, Brachos Kohanim, we had 10 people in one Rishos. But where the Torah was, that was an elevated platform. It's part of the black backyard, a very large backyard, and he has the elevated platform, and that's where the Sefer Torah was.
I mean that's good for the Nidon of the Rashba that we spoke about 2 weeks ago. That's the Shiloh where the Shas is standing and a Rishus B'Fnei Atzmo.
Right.
But that's I would arguably have that in Shul also. But there happens under the same roof, so that's the first reason of the Rashba that it's batel to the rest of the building.
We had it in the same in the same yard. It's a bunch of connected yards, but it's not separated by anything.
Yeah.
I asked Rabbi Sachs. I mean, he said to do the seven. Apparently, Rabbi Spiro said he could. I think he said it would be better to call up even family members, like the same family to shift, even though you normally don't do a son and a father for Ayin Hara, but here everybody understands. I don't want to misquote him. I think someone told me that's what he said. Someone said that's what he said. But Rabbi Sachs said to just do all seven. And then he said, apparently Rav Schachter said that for mafter, if it's the same person, there's like, you shouldn't do mafter. Or you shouldn't do mafter on Shabbos. So I don't know.
Did you lay in the last 13 sedras?
No, not yet.
is that in the works for this week?
Not yet.
But you saw Rav Schachter suggested about that.
I didn't see that one, no.
That you should lay in a different sedra for mafter each week.
Oh, that would be an answer to the Shiloh, you're saying.
That's how you're mashlim all the missing parshios. You don't have to do all in one shot.
All right.
When I spoke to Ray Sachs about a month ago about this, he wanted to do it in almost like one shot, maybe two shots, like this, rather than spread it out over a long period of time.
Can you lay the parshios out of order?
Not sure why not. Right, although that'll be another calculation. How do you keep meaning if now people are reconvening?
Keep track where you reconvened.
Okay. Fine. So, do you want to talk about socially distant Kriya Satara next week?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to figure out what else to do with Parshas Balosa.
Rabbi Krauss and the cold.
I even tell Aaron.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I'm sorry, Rabbi Carr. What did you say?
Rabbi Krauss, Mincha time, I believe, last Shabbos. He has a Sefer Torah, and he read all 13 Parshas.
Wow.
But
on Shavuos?
On Shavuos afternoon before Mincha.
Wow.
So he's got a cold out. He's got, guys that are willing to listen.
Okay. Good. Fine. So, everyone should have a great job.
You want to say something to him?
Yeah.